I told you today that you look lovely.
Oh, so nice.
You look lovely tonight, my love.
Thank you. That's very kind.
Sorry, I didn't feel well this weekend.
I know.
Feeling better now?
I am.
So glad. Especially since we're in the same room together.
And I'm
I'm just
breathing on
kidding.
your microphone.
I did watch some of the Super Duper tonight.
You did?
I did actually, James was live streaming, so I did a little commentary, a little color commentary. Not anything exciting or fun, just the score is 7-2-2, type stuff. But
Yes.
yeah, a lot of fun. Fun to watch them. I left early so we could record the podcast tonight. We do a pretty good job, I think, you and I, of not having this interfere with our week. I mean, it's 9 o'clock at night, and we'll record it, and the editing's pretty easy, but it is tough to stay ahead of the game.
Say that again.
It's tough to stay ahead of the game. This week, we are going to tackle a topic that is, it's not a controversial topic, but controversial things could come up during this topic.
Okay.
And I did actually, for a rare
You did.
shift in plans, share with you the topic
Yes.
about an hour ago.
Yes.
So you have some idea what's coming. I don't think there's nothing mind-blowing here, but it's just kind of fun. Yeah, it's kind of fun, but also serious. And it just depends on sort of people's mentality. And I'm a big mentality fan, right? I'm a footwork, accuracy, angles, mental guy. That's my fam. And so this is the mental side, but this is the what I would call it the fun mental side. People I play against might not call it the fun mental side.
It depends on how well they know you.
Yeah.
If they don't know you well, they think you're a big
I
jerk.
think even the people that know me well, some of them don't like it no matter what, but that's okay. What we're talking about here is what's okay and what's taboo. Here's an example. You got a nasty Nelson someone.
You do.
Exactly. So that was great because with John Hurley, remember I said, "What's your favorite shot?" And
Yes.
oh no, it was no, it wasn't John. It was Brent Paas, and I said,
Yes.
"He's like the nasty Nelson." No, he said the ATP, and I said, "The nasty Nelson. Do you like it?" And he's like, "Yes, I do too." The topic isn't nasty Nelson. The topic is it okay to nasty Nelson someone?
No.
Well, there you have it, folks. Thanks for listening. It's been 2 minutes. We're out of here. But not just nasty Nelson. There's a array of topics that we want to talk about. So, for
Of
instance,
course.
this happened tonight, which excites me.
Mm.
It was 11-10-2.
Oh boy.
So we're in a close game, and it's a Super Duper night. So those that don't know what Super Duper is, it means that we are playing for top dog in your Super Duper group or your Duper group, meaning there's four players. You play a double round robin with so you play twice with each other player. And whoever wins the night gets a Super Duper winner shirt.
Yes, I mean there's a t-shirt on the line, so of course you
T-shirt
have
on the
to play your
line.
heart out.
Absolutely. So it's 11-10-2, which means it's a super close game. They get it on the serve, they win the game. So guy says the score 11-10-2, starts to swing, and before he connects with this paddle, time out.
And I'm sure they learned that from you.
I am definitely known for doing it.
Yes, you are.
I also am known for faking it when they think I'm going to do it, which is extra fun to watch them kind of like do this weird thing with their paddles or trying to hit the ball.
I've been party to that, yes.
Is that okay?
No. I mean, I know it's
But the rules
allowed.
allow for it.
It's allowed, but it's still.
But the rules allow for it.
Yes. I mean, I'm a people pleaser, so
Oh
I
my
would have to be
gosh.
really mad at the person to be able to do that to them. But you do it
It's a
often.
strategy.
It is.
You want to break their rhythm. You want to get in their head. And it's just pickleball, so it's hardly going to really ruin anyone's life if you call a timeout on a short,
I don't know. If you don't get the super duper shirt, that could ruin your life.
Funny side note about the Super Duper shirts.
Yeah.
This is your first one to play in, not this coming Wednesday.
Yeah, and I don't care if I get the shirt. I want to go out and play pickleball because it has been a
In that
long
case, I'm going
time
to tell everyone to call
since
timeout on you.
I'm sure they will. It's been a long time since
You've
I've
played
played.
like 2 weeks.
I know.
It's forever in pickleball
because
world.
you've been injured and I've been busy.
Yeah.
I'm studying for a continuing ed class, so
Injury
it's been a
update. I'm
lot.
still injured. Probably January 1st, but we'll see. I'm going to test it with my boy Caesar in November.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the thing. The shirts I was talking about. The first round, if you win, you get a purple shirt.
Nice.
Second time, if you win, you get a blue shirt. Third time, if you win, you get a green shirt. Fourth time, if you win,
It's
and
like the
we
Masters.
only have, well, they're always green, but fourth time, if you win, you get a yellow shirt. And we only have one yellow shirt winner. This is our sixth Super Duper. He's won four out of the last five.
Who is it?
Josh Wieger, our
Is he back?
boy
Is he
Josh.
back to playing?
No, he's out still.
Oh.
He and I are on the
injured list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
we need to speak to your.
I think injuries is another area we can talk about.
Yeah.
You know somebody's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to take advantage of that weakness.
I would say in a life or death situation, I would. But again, I wouldn't do it necessarily in pickleball. I mean, I always feel terrible. I've done it. Well, let's not pretend like I'm super innocent. I've definitely done it. Usually, if I'm playing against you, I'm going to do it because I want you to run for it. And I know you hate that.
Like, so you lob on me?
I lob or a tight angle or...
Those I don't hate. Those are just great shots. I actually love the lob. Don't get me wrong. We'll get back to that one in a second because that's on the list.
Of course it's allowed. It's just
So is it allowed to pick on the weaker player in a doubles match, no matter whether it's mixed or men's or women's?
Of course it's allowed, and I'm usually that person that they pick on.
Is there a time when it's not allowed or when it's not frowned upon?
You know, I want to interview this guy. I met him through work with Pickle Play, and he is a pickleball player that plays in a wheelchair. And what he told me is that he loves it when people underestimate him. He loves playing with higher level players because they're going to hit it to him, and he's thinking he's the weaker player, which he is, and he'll admit that. But he has learned how to adapt and how to be a good partner to the advanced player and how to set them up.
So it's a super duper night at the church we play at. And on the very top court, which means the best of the best that we have in our group that signed up for this night, the four players are playing. And one of them comes to me after a game two and he's like, man, if they just would hit me the ball. And I'm like, you're playing for a shirt. Ain't nobody hitting you the ball tonight. They think you have a chance to win.
Right.
We took odds over here on the sidelines. Everyone's passion cash on. Like, you're the probable winner.
I really hope that's not true.
True enough. Okay, I'm not admitting to gambling here on the air.
Okay, I'm glad. Whew.
I also, in the past, have had to delete my stories about speeding, just so everybody knows, because my wife couldn't handle it. So I did not admit to speeding either. Back to the game. So it's okay. Not frowned upon in your mind to pick on a weaker player because of, are you saying it's okay when there's a shirt on the line or medal on the line or whatever? Like when it's
no,
when it's
I'm
a
saying
high competition
that if
game?
I'm on the street and I get attacked and I have to pull out my martial arts skills and I notice that they have a limp, you for sure know I'm going after that injury.
Okay, but I'm asking about the
but in terms of pickleball, you will sit there and you will tell me on the back line, hit to so-and-so. And you're like, every ball to so-and-so. And I'll be like, okay. And then I will go ahead and play my game because want to win on my own merit.
That is winning on our own merit.
I know, but I like the challenge of, you know, getting a good shot on a good player.
Yeah. Great. Just don't try to make that every play because.
I wasn't. I won't.
This is what I believe. I believe there's a line drawn. It's somewhat in the sand, but this is where the line is drawn for me.
Okay.
If there is a competitive outcome on the line, league, super duper, tournament.
Yes.
You should play every strength and every weakness in that game. All your strengths and all their weaknesses, you should be playing those.
Of course.
I firmly believe that. Well, you say of course, but you're backtracking because league is where I'm telling you to
like
hit it.
Like I said, you
player.
Take me to the back line, you tell me what to do, and I say, of course. And
see, exactly. Yes. Do not listen when she says, of course. You now know her secret. Of course.
I said, of course. I didn't say, okay, I will.
Right. That's so wrong. We already talked about lobbying, but we didn't go very far. Lobbing. Frowned upon, okay. Doing it to an old man, hitting it to the guy in the wheelchair. Like, what's the word on lobbying?
Lobbying is a strategic, natural play.
So it's hitting to the weak player.
It's not any. Just because you lob it doesn't mean you're hitting to the weaker player. It just means you might be hitting over the better player. But if they're fast, they can still get to it. We've seen plenty. That's why I lob over you.
Yeah.
But you have this weird hit where you kind of like spin, and it's like a windmill thing. And sometimes my lobs over you don't pan out.
Keep that in mind next time you try to lob me.
Okay.
That way you don't lob me.
I usually don't lob it
on
a regular
a
basis.
But and I think you make a great point. A lob's a regular old shot in the game. It's a strategic play. But I've seen lobs done against old people who can't run at all. And then they're turning around running backwards almost and risking themselves at falling or
Yeah,
whatever.
I wouldn't do that. I would be afraid to have to use my first aid skills, and I don't
That's the
want to
only
do
place I
that.
draw the line.
Yeah.
I don't mind hitting it hard at them. I'll give grandpa a tattoo if I need to. That's fine with me.
I don't like hitting people in the face. I
Well,
know that's
no, I didn't
allowed.
say a face tattoo.
For the last several tattoos I've seen you do are to the face,
We should
so.
talk about the tattoo you got this week.
Okay.
Well, I took you out to drill last
Oh,
week on
gosh.
Thursday morning.
Tuesday, I thought.
I think it was okay, sure, still within the last week, Tuesday morning, and had the machine out,
Yep.
ripping some balls at you.
Yep.
What'd you do?
It caught the edge of my paddle, rolled
No.
all the way up,
It
and
didn't catch the edge of your paddle.
the ball caught the edge of my paddle.
If the ball was in control of things, you could say the ball caught
Okay.
the edge of
I
your paddle.
hit the ball.
There we go.
Or I attempted to hit the ball and it rolled right up the face of my paddle and into my eye socket.
Bad.
Bad.
Not
Well, that was a
doctor bad, but
no,
hurt you bad.
like on the
Like
floor.
black eye did the next day bad.
Yeah. But it did take probably 3 hours to be able to see correctly out of it.
Yeah, and you normally wear eyewear.
I had it and I didn't put it on. I didn't think
We
about
just
it.
forgot.
Well, it then just let that be, public safety announcement. If you're using a ball machine, wear eye gear.
I forget, you have gamma or gearbox eye gear?
I don't know. What'd you buy me?
It starts with a G. I think
No.
it's probably gearbox. Okay, so let's see. Oh, so there's some other ones. I mean, we talked about Nasty Nelson on previous episodes, but Nasty Nelson, I think, go for it. I see nothing wrong with it, but there are a lot of people that hate it.
It's risky.
Well, yeah, that's what makes it more fair.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun shot. Like if someone's not paying attention and you can get away with it, I can see why you do it. I still don't feel confident enough to do something like that, nor do I feel good about it. When I go play pickleball, I play for fun and relaxation. If I leave a game or a tournament and I feel lousy about how I played, whether it's because I played badly or I played meanly, it's not worth it to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to play mean either. That doesn't sound like any fun. I'm with you on that. I
But
think
there are
that,
times when we've been mad and we,
sure.
yeah.
But I don't hit at somebody if I'm mad at them.
No, I'm
I'm
just
not trying
saying.
to pepper them because they've upset me. I might hit the next shot hard, but I'm definitely not trying to hit it at them.
Okay. I believe you.
Yeah, no, that's not my style. I don't mind hitting someone. I
No,
mean,
I know.
some of my favorite people like to hit are like Luke. Like, I just love to hit him when I can. I like to hit James. I think that's great. But these are my buddies. So,
Yeah.
like, and they wouldn't care. They'd try to hit me.
Sure.
On my birthday,
Oh, that was a whole different story. That was for your 50th.
yeah.
And I
It was
told
literally like
everybody
double points if you hit
if
Kevin.
I told everybody double points if you hit Kevin today. And so
I got tattooed all day long.
our goal was to hit you 50 times. It's kind of like getting a
I
spanking
did
on your
not.
birthday.
Well, not the kind I want.
I think we got you at least 50 times.
I got hit a lot that day. You made a comment about Nasty Nelson's, and you're right about it. I'm gonna further what you said to say this. The truth of the matter is, if you are paying attention,
Yeah.
95% of Nasty Nelson's should work out for you. Not if you're the server, but if you're the receiving team. Because if you're paying attention, you just get out of the way.
Yeah.
And they've hit it out of bounds.
Right.
Plus, it's not like not everyone has the type of aim where they can make sure that they're going to hit that whatever 2 foot wide person, standing across the net from them 30 feet away,
Right.
29 feet just to the kitchen line, right, from the service line. So 30 feet away, I think you've got time to move in most cases. So honestly, the Nasty Nelson is fun and it's really needs to be reserved for when there's no way they expect it and they're not looking, because otherwise 95% of them should not work out.
True.
We just started talking about body bagging, which, I get some people don't like that term, and I get that, I understand, especially those who maybe had a military background. It's a common term, that's why I use it. I started trying to use body blow. That reminds me of that, what was that, TKO or something like that?
TKO. Yep.
Body blow, uppercut. left hook. That so maybe body blow is a better term, but that's really a part of the game, right? Flicking it at your opponent and hitting them. It's not necessarily, you know, standing halfway back mid-court and just ripping it across as hard as you can. It's usually a flick or a speed up at the line where you're trying to hit them in that shoulder area, chest area, sort of the, you know, the center mass. What do you think on that one?
Well, I've seen two things happen as a result. I've been hit, and whoever my partner is, they get the guy, if it's a mixed doubles situation, the guy gets really angry, especially if I got hit by the guy across the net. There have been times when I've been hit on purpose, and it has rattled my partner. We've even had friends on a different court see it and be like yelling at the person from the other court, and not yelling so much, but like scolding.
That's a hot water.
Either way, they're correct. In hot water.
Water. Scalding.
Yeah. And so, it obviously benefited the person that hit me on that one shot. But what they don't know is if you make a person mad enough, sometimes they get better at the game. And that has always been my.
Yeah. Your mom knows that.
Yeah.
She would make you mad when you were playing volleyball and you
hated
it.
She would make you mad.
But it worked.
In martial arts, the coaches would deliberately make me mad so that I would actually fight.
That's why I don't do the dishes. I make you mad so you do the dishes better.
I do clean when I'm mad. That's funny.
I don't remember that tactic. Why is your wife so mad at you? Well, I need her to vacuum buster.
Oh, dear.
For the record, I did the dishes the last few days. I'm just saying.
You did.
I'm not a jackass husband.
But no, I mean, like that. There's two outcomes. It can either work in your favor or it can work against you because you just made two people very mad. And sometimes when you make the opponents really mad,
fire them up.
It fires them up.
Sky, I'm sure it's probably happened where you've been hit as my partner and I didn't like it. But for the most part, I usually go
hit her.
She's fine.
She can take it.
Yeah, I do. Like they look at me like, oh, I'm so sorry I hit your wife, and I'm like, my wife has been hit a lot harder with fists in the face.
That's true.
Taekwondo built you some tough skin. So I'm like,
yeah,
she's fine. And you always turn around. You're like, I'm good.
I have a bone bruise that is 2 years old.
Yes. It's still a bone bruise. And it's
still ugly.
It's brutal. That's where I am when I'm trying to kick you at home.
Oh, is that it? Yeah. Oh, okay.
I will say.
That's dangerous for you.
Yeah. It is dangerous for me. I will say, I really don't. I can't. When did you get hit other than hitting yourself with the ball this last week? When did you get hit by someone that actually was like?
In league. This fall. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, again, that's competitive. It's for a win.
Yeah.
I love to body bag somebody. I'm not, I say tattoo jokingly. I'm not trying to hit them hard where it hurts and stings.
Mm-hmm.
Aim at their feet or do a nice little flick roll towards their, like I said, chest center mass area. It's a good play though, because you jam them up and they can't get the paddle there and you get the point. And.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to me, it's not taboo to do that at all.
No, but if they're not wearing eye gear, it can be. You have to, if you're going to hit somebody on purpose, you need to make sure you're not going to hit them in the face.
Yeah,
because that's not cool. Yeah. I got hit in the temple this league. I got hit in the neck.
That. That's true. Those both hurt you. Remember that? It's kind of backslash side of the neck, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, but it left a scratch, but yeah. I mean, like, it is what it is.
But okay.
I mean, like, just so my opponents know, you make me mad, I'm going to play better. So.
What about other mental games? What about intentionally saying the score wrong? Or, let's start with that. What about those kind of mind games?
Since I rarely ever know what the score is, that doesn't usually
I said intentionally saying the score wrong.
I mean, like, I don't always pay attention.
I know some people that'll do it wrong just to get some extra time. I've done it.
You have?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's naughty.
Or stand in the wrong position. Oh, my bad. Sorry, guys.
Usually you're the one.
I'm saying intentionally.
Oh.
I'm doing it to get an extra 10 seconds. Hold on. We got to switch. That gives me an extra 10 seconds just to let them maybe simmer down their hot streak that's going on.
Sure. That's why we do the timeouts, too. We should look up the stats on that. Like, what are the stats of calling a timeout?
I actually think it's 50-50. I heard this. I feel like Zane did something on this once, and I think he said the stats guys have it at 50-50.
Interesting.
Which is the same thing it is before the timeout.
True.
What about when the other team responds in a way that, so I just gave you two examples, standing in the wrong position or maybe saying the wrong score, but the other team's got something going on. Maybe they just hit an ATP, mm-hmm. and then your team responds with whatever, a medical timeout, walking really slow back to the whatever, talking extra, trying to get away with as much as they can possibly get away with before they have to say the score and serve. What about kind of that? I don't know what to call it because it could be very strategic and smart. I don't know, but what about that kind of mental game?
I mean, I always try to side on giving people grace. Like, since we play with our friends most of the time, if they talk too long or they're being silly or, you know, some of them really do have some medical
issues
that will take them out for a long extended break. But it's not fun because we're all on a time limit sometimes, especially with leagues. But I think there needs to be grace. But when every once in a while you feel like it's intentional. And so you start to pay attention, I guess.
Sure. Question it a little bit. I love most of that stuff.
Yeah.
I do think there's crossing the line, but I clearly have the line drawn a lot further away from center than you do on this one. Because I do believe it's such a mental game. So I watched a game tonight where a team jumps ahead 2-0. Mm-hmm. Just boom, boom, 2-0. And this is on that top court. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, the other team's ahead 6-2 and they're switching sides.
Wow.
Such a streaky game in many ways. Not always, but often. So they're ahead 6-2. They go up 7-2. Boom. Next thing you know, it's 9-7. The other team's ahead and they win.
Wow.
So I think it was like 11-8 maybe.
Strong servers maybe?
No. Just
the streak.
You get on these rolls. Now, mm-hmm. I've read articles that say that there's no such thing as really getting in the groove and getting on a streak. Sometimes you just feel it. You think you do, but they say statistically you don't. So Michael Jordan will come off the court and be like, man, I just felt it tonight. And they go, well, interesting, because your stats are you still shot, 42% from the field.
It's probably an attitude.
I think maybe so. But I do know that there's definitely times when your team gets on a run, mm-hmm. you feel it because you score 6-7 in a row and you're like, man, and the other team definitely when you're receiving that and you're going down and you see the other team get 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row on you, you feel it.
You do.
So that's when I like to get mental.
I know.
Yeah.
That's when you're calling a timeout right at the serve.
Yeah. And I'll do 2 in a row sometimes. Mm-hmm. That makes me really happy when I do that.
Me too.
Yeah.
That actually throws me.
Yeah, it throws my own partner on that one.
But, yeah, so that's not good.
Gotta be ready for that woman. Okay.
Speaking of ATP.
Yeah.
Well, I think, I sometimes over-celebrate because I'm pretty new. So when is it okay to celebrate and how long are you allowed to celebrate? And, is there a rule around that?
I mean, how long? Yes, there's technically a rule around that one.
What is it?
The rule is you're supposed to make an effort to get back into your position within a reasonable amount of time. Like if you're refereeing a game, mm-hmm. you give them an amount of time that you would expect they can get back into their position to be ready for the next play.
Okay, so running around the court, jumping up and down is not a good idea.
Running over to the other side, smacking them on the butt as you run by, telling them, got you on that one. Ha ha, thanks for the setup.
I don't do that.
None of that stuff is allowed. Sorry.
I did hop around the court, though.
You did. Well, but you didn't touch their side of the court.
No.
You did hop around on our side of the court.
Yeah, it was a circle.
I think you were like, my first ATP. Yeah. Have you hit a second?
I did.
But have you hit a third?
No, I've attempted.
We're going to work on the Ernie for you.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to work on it. We're not ready yet. You need a partner that can move more than I can move. Someone that can cover you when you're outside the line.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound like strategically bad for us.
Yeah. Hmm. Any other things you think are like kind of taboo that way? So back to celebration, because there actually are some things we could say there.
Okay.
Kind of coming from the tennis world. Mm-hmm. It's considered taboo to cheer when the other team makes a mistake like serving it out or hitting it in the net.
Right.
You generally cheer when you make a good shot, not when they make a bad shot. Mm-hmm. That's, I think, a common sportsmanship courtesy and people know it. But I see a lot of it in pickleball. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't mind it because I think our sport's a little gritty.
You think so?
I do. I like it gritty. Hmm. I don't want to be this pure, everyone wears white tennis, everyone No, I'm not interested.
There's a huge segment of the industry though that's like that.
I love tennis.
Yeah.
I also wish it wasn't so hoity-toity. I don't want pickleball to be that. I want pickleball to be a little nitty-gritty. Getting gritty with it, is what we say.
I mean, when we went to the PPA tournament, it was pretty loud. And they were encouraging that.
Yeah, of course they were. So, anyway.
I will say, because we get to play with our friends many times, when I did that second ATP, the other side celebrated it with me. And that felt good. So I didn't celebrate as long with the second one, obviously, but it felt good to, play with people who are, emotionally intelligent and secure enough to celebrate with you when you make a good shot.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't know. This whole topic to me, we definitely have different lines, right, in terms of what is acceptable or
Sure.
frowned upon or not frowned upon or whatever you want to call it. But it's fun because I love the mental game of this sport. It's my by far favorite part.
What else? What else do you do? Maybe I don't even know. You're playing mind games with us on the court.
I do a little bit. I will. This is something I don't do much anymore. I used to do this though. And Jessica, sorry if you're listening. I used to hit my first return into the net.
What?
And then I saw a ton of balls after that.
You would what?
I would hit my first return into the net.
Okay, why?
I would see a ton of balls after that.
You would see a ton of balls. Oh, because they would hit to you
Oh,
thinking
he's the
you were
weak
the
link.
weaker player. And you have told me you like to be underestimated
I
as
do want
well.
to be underestimated. They look at me and they go, "Old fat white guy. He can't move very fast. I can't run distance very fast, but I'm quick."
You are quick.
And I
Yes.
want them to not
And
know that
scrappy.
about me. So, get to balls they don't think I'll get to. Quick reactions at the line that they don't expect. Yeah, and that's just part of my game. But I have intentionally missed my first shot.
So basically, you use a sales system of, setting expectations, but you set low expectations. Got it.
Why raise the bar?
Yeah, I see
If
that.
I raise the bar too soon, then I don't get to see the balls. And winners want the balls in their hand, and I want the balls in my hand.
I feel like you've done this when we played a tournament
It's
before.
possible.
And I'd be like, what are you doing?
I'm like, it's good. We're good.
Yep. It's coming back to me now.
I don't believe in throwing games.
No.
But if I can throw one play that's not worth a point, I'd usually do it on our serve, not their serve.
Yeah.
And I can sway the outcome of the game more in my favor. To me, that's worth it. Yeah, I don't know. Some of it's just screwing around. Like, so for instance, well, we talked about that on a different podcast too, but yeah.
Well, maybe we can reverse this. Have you seen other players that you're competing against do that to your partner? And how have you helped your partner
Do
overcome
what to
it?
my partner? Get in their mind?
Get in their
Oh,
mind?
heck yes. Yeah. And so what's interesting is, like, let me use Josh Uyghur as an example. When we would play doubles together in the league, we had a pretty good team. As you can imagine, and that's because of Josh. So, they would try to hit to me, or I say try because he would get a lot of balls. We would play mixed doubles for all intents and purposes. I would play the female side in mixed doubles, what you would see in pros, and he would play the men's, three quarter court side, which really set us up for a lot of success because I didn't have to move far to get to the balls, which means I was in position. And he is just an animal and can cover so much court so fast that he was in position. But when they would hit them, more of them to me, and they were getting them to me, he would get frustrated as if he was like being taken out of the game. So that's the other side of, do you pick on a weak person? You're also taking the other player out of the game, which is a real strategy in any given rally. It doesn't matter who the person is. Sometimes when you isolate, you're now playing 2-on-1. Well, 2-on-1's an unfair game. You have an advantage. But players don't think like that. They think, oh, I need to keep moving it around. Yeah, move it around, but move it around on one guy, not two, so that you have that advantage. Because 2-on-1's always easier. We call it isolating. Isolate that player.
I've been that isolated player.
Yep, so it isolates you and it ices them.
Yes. So you've been iced while I'm isolated.
And I want you not ready. I want you to drop your guard, because the moment you drop your guard, and I see that paddle go below the net because you're not holding it up where you should be holding it. Tag time. Body
Yeah,
bag tag
I saw
time.
that last week with a player, and it worked.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, good stuff today, Sky. I always love getting to hang out with you in the studio here. We've had a couple good podcasts lately. The 24/7 one was just phenomenal. We're getting all kinds of great
Yes.
feedback on that one. So if you haven't heard that one, listen to the one called The Top Golf of Pickleball. I think
Yep.
so. That's the name of it. It's really good. John Hurley does a great job. We had Brent Poss last week. He was fantastic talking about courts. Excited to see what we got to have soon. We're going to have a couple more special guests in the over the next few weeks. So we will be back. We'll be back in a week, and make sure that you tell your friends that we're ahead of the game, and
And
so
so are
are
you.
you.